Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Last Sunday, we celebrated Pascha, our Lord's victory over death in his glorious resurrection on that third day. But we've only begun to celebrate Pascha, for we are in the season of the church that gives us time to let the good news of the resurrection really sink in with us. Not only is Christ raised from the dead, but we know we will be also. Now the tomb is no longer a shadowy place, but an entryway into the kingdom of heaven, where the departed are already there in the presence of the one who has conquered death. And the risen Lord calls all of us to that eternal life. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and his body was a whole, complete human being, who is also God. It's a real bodily resurrection, which we who are in Christ can also look forward to one day as well. To this end, God has already given us much. We share in the resurrection already through the participation of his body, the church. We're nourished with his body and blood, each divine liturgy in the Holy Eucharist. Our mortal bodies receive at the Holy Eucharist the medicine of immortality as we are nourished by the one who conquered death and the grave. We put on his body through baptism. We are filled with the Holy Spirit in our chrismation. And we participate in all the sacraments and life of the church that Pascha has brought unto us. Pascha. Pascha means Passover. Jesus Christ is our Passover from death to life. Our lives can be an ongoing participation in that new kingdom of God that Christ began, transforming every aspect of our lives. You know, we definitely see something transformed the disciples from our reading in the Acts of the Disciples today. Here they are. They are out proclaiming the good news, no longer in fear of the Jews as they were before. The disciples, sometimes misunderstood the Lord. They sometimes lacked the power to minister in his name. They even at first doubted. They went to that small room and closed the doors, like I said, in fear of the Jews. And they even doubted the testimony of the women who had gone and seen the empty tomb and talked to the angel. They were unsure. But yet here in Acts, in the reading of Acts, we hear them perform many signs and wonders. Multitudes of sick are brought to the apostles. They're healed. Some were even healed if they just got in the shadow of Peter. They were a real unlikely group. Fishermen, tax collector, even a zealot, who all ran away in fear at the crucifixion. Peter denied the Lord three times. And I said, they went and shut themselves up in that room for fear of the Jews. But later, they are a source of miraculous healing and preaching the good news. What happened? What changed them? Christ conquered sin and death through the crucifixion and resurrection. He came into that closed room and stood in their midst. He showed them his hands and his side. And Christ then empowered them to manifest this new life ministry, saying, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." The power of the resurrection changed their lives. You know, as we go through our daily routines at work or school or home or wherever we may be, the same is true for us. Christ's victory over sin and death is our victory. Sometimes we get to maybe doubting and wondering and find it hard to believe, as did Thomas. But when Thomas saw him 8 days later and saw the place where the wounds were in his hands and his side, Thomas declared, "My Lord and my God." Now, we've not seen the risen Savior as the apostles did. But remember what Jesus said to Thomas. Blessed, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. We are so blessed to be able to have that belief. Thomas was not there when Jesus first appeared to them. And that's why he said, unless I see his hands and side. And 8 days later, again in a closed room, he was with them that time. Jesus came and showed him. And he saw. We have Pascha to help us see. Kind of see at a distance through time. During Holy Week, we find ourselves back in time. We experience just a little bit of what it was like. The trial, the crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And just as the doubting and fearful disciples became faithful and fearless after the resurrection, once they saw Christ, Pascha calls us to know this power of the Lord's resurrection in our own lives. Perhaps at times that we see darkness around us and brokenness in our lives, we become fearful. That happens. We're still in this world. But we have this season of the brilliant light of Pascha shines down to remind us Christ is raised from the dead. He's conquered sin and death. He was not raised either just as a ghost or a spirit, but as a whole human with a body. Still fully God and fully man. A body that they could touch, they could feel. Body that he could eat with. A body that breathed on them and empowered them with the Holy Spirit. It was real. Christ rose from the dead to bring the dead to life, to heal our wounds, and to transform us even today. The good news of Pascha is that we're no longer held captive to sin and that death. Sin only has power in our lives if we allow it to. Christ has conquered sin. Same is true of the fear of death and other works of darkness that tempt to affect us. But Christ overcame death and the shadows. The same Lord who created us conquered darkness on behalf of us. No matter what doubts may trouble us this next year, think back to this Pascha. Think back to how you once again saw the resurrection of the Lord. Let us embrace the new life that's brought to us by the empty tomb. Christ's resurrection is good news for all of us all the time. Through his body, his church, his body and blood in the Holy Communion, we are all to pass over from death to life throughout our lives. The light really, really has overcome the darkness. So as we continue in this season of Pascha, let us live in the joy of this resurrection. Let's make his victory our victory over sin and the fear of death. Recognize that nothing need separate us from the love of life of Christ. And during this period, we often greet one another saying, Christ is risen. Let us live in that newness of life that empty tomb has brought to each of us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.